crowded avenue. You've tuned your computers and MP3 players to Broadcasting from Home. I'm your host and best friend, Scrappy McGowan, broadcasting from the frigid Midwest. Today is podcast number 16, Sweet 16, which means one thing, that the podcast will be heading down to the DMV tomorrow to pick up its learner's permit, and then the podcast will be borrowing my car and driving around town and terrifying me. But it's exciting nonetheless. Well, for today's show, I'm going to start things off with some soulful music, which I do quite a bit. My radio show in Bloomington was on a Sunday, hence the theme song, hence why I broadcast on Sunday now, for a little continuity. And because the show used to be broadcast on Sunday, I'd start off with a lot of soulful music, so I like to do that still. So we're going to start off today with some powerful, powerful music. We're going to listen to a song that's being sent out as a dedication to my friend Ed Ford Summerfield, the noted West Coast drummer. We're going to kick off the show today with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Up Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
I hear music in the air.
Now up above my head,
up above my head,
you know I hear music in the air,
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
I hear music in the air.
And I really do believe,
yes, I really do believe,
there's a heaven somewhere,
heaven somewhere. Up above my head,
I see trouble in the air,
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I see trouble in the air,
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head,
up above
head,
my head,
I see trouble in the air,
I see trouble in the air. I really do believe,
yes,
I really do believe
there's a heaven somewhere,
heaven somewhere.
Son of man,
oh Lord,
Mary's baby,
my Lord,
son of David.
Oh, Lord.
Bleeding lamb.
My good Lord.
Son of man, then my God stopped, looked around, saw blind Barnabas on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hands, and Barnabas saw like a natural man. Well, old blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Old blind Barnabas
stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Well, old blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way.
Stood on the bank,
cried, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
I love the Lord, why don't you
come on in this house?
Oh, 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 Lord,
I love the Lord.
Oh, yes, I do.
Come on in this house.
Reason I love the Lord,
I love the Lord,
because he first loved me.
Come on in this house.
Come on.
Come on in.
Oh Lord,
oh, Lord,
here's my reason.
Oh,
well, we're gonna have a good time.
We'll
come on.
Come on in this house.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
we'll
oh
have
yeah.
A good time.
Let everything have
come
breath.
On in this
let
house.
It praise the Lord.
We're gonna have a good time.
Come on.
Come on in
oh,
this house.
Oh, come on.
Come on in
Uncle
this
Freeman,
house.
Help me say
oh,
it now.
Lord,
oh, Lord.
Oh, you come on in this house. Oh, we gonna have a good time.
Why don't you
come on in this house?
Everybody now,
we gonna have a good time.
Why don't you
come on in this house?
Why don't you
come on in this house?
Oh, the Lord,
oh, the Lord.
You know that we gonna have a mighty good time.
Come on in this house.
Why don't you
come on in this house?
Oh, the Lord.
Oh, the Lord.
He's gonna try you out.
Yes, he will. Come on in this house.
Somebody been staying away
from
all
day.
Somebody need the Lord right now.
In this
house. Oh, somebody need him.
Try
come on.
Come on in this house.
Come on.
Come on in this
house. Ah, come on.
Come on in this house.
Come on.
Come on in this house.
Oh, the Lord.
Oh, the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord.
I got a home in that rock, don't you see?
Don't you see?
I got a home in that rock, don't you see?
Don't you see?
Between the earth and sky, thought I heard my Savior cry. You better get a
home in that rock, don't you see?
Now the rich man dies, he lives so well, don't you see?
Don't you see?
Rich man dies, he lives so well, don't you see?
Don't you see?
Rich man dies, he lives so well, when he died he had a home in hell. He had no
home in that rock, don't you see?
Poor man Lazarus, poor as I, don't you see?
Don't you see?
Poor man Lazarus, poor as I, when he died, he had him a home on high. He had him a
home in that rock, don't you see?
Now God give Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see?
Don't you see?
God give Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see?
Don't you see?
God give Noah the rainbow sign, no more water but fire next time. You better go
home in that rock, don't you see?
You better get a
home in that rock, don't you see?
You better get a home in that rock,
don't you see?
Between the earth and sky, thought I heard my Savior cry. You better get a home in that rock, don't you see?
You better get a home in that rock, don't you see?
You Crow Knights in the audience will recognize that voice, the voice of Lee Hayes, my adopted dad, performing with his group, The Weavers, and the gospel song, I've Got a Home in That Rock. Before Lee and the Weavers, we heard Come On in This House from the Fairfield Four. And before that, Golden Gate Quartet sang us Blind Barnabas. And we started things off with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Up Above My Head. And that was a song I was turned on to by my friend Ed Ford Summerfield. And there's a video out there of her performing live on TV in the late 60s, performing that song. And not only was she a gospel legend, but she was an early rock and roll pioneer. And in the video, you can see her ripping it up on her Les Paul. I'll have to find that clip and send it out to you. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, this is podcast number 16. So in light of that, let's do a Sweet 16 set. Listen to some sweet music for the next set. So we'll start things off with a request from my friend Godfrey Nolan. This is a song called Sweet Disposition from The Temper Trap.
Thank you. rest. And I will drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I'll show out the ferry boats and they'll get high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never grow so old again. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. Oh, oh. Sweet thing, sweet thing. Yeah. I shall drive my chariot down your streets and cry. Oh, it's beyond dynamite and I don't know why. And you shall take me strongly in your arms again. And I won't remember that I ever felt the pain. I walk and talk in gardens all misty wet, a misty wet with rain down. And I will never, never, never grow so old again. Ooh, 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 this sweet thing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Between the lines, and I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever grow so old again. Oh, oh, sweet rain.
Every day. And and won't disappear. My hair's turning gray, but she smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly and says, don't worry. Nothing in white or wind. There's no use trying. You're here. Begin again. And or again. That's what she said so softly. In my life and feeling good most all of the time, 'cause she smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly. She smiled sweetly and said, don't worry.
Falling apart.
Well, I promised you a set of sweet music, and I think I delivered. We started off the set with Sweet Disposition from The Temper Trap. We followed that up with a track from Van Morrison, because you know I love me some Van Morrison. We heard Sweet Thing from his landmark album, Astral Weeks. And we followed that up with a song called She Smiled Sweetly from the Rolling Stones. Now, let me see what album that was on. That's... look at the track list. That's on Between the Buttons. That was the U.S. release of Between the Buttons. It was also featured really brilliantly in the movie The Royal Tenenbaums. And after the Rolling Stones and She Smiled Sweetly, we ended up with a song from Blur, simply titled Sweet Song. Well, as I've mentioned to you before, the way I put together sets is I just collect tracks and I put them into a playlist, and that playlist grows and grows, and then I don't get to the songs one week, and I move them to the next week, and then oftentimes what I have to do is just draw a line in the sand, say, finally, I'm going to play this song, and the next song is one. I said, got to play this song. I know folks are going to love it. At least I hope they will. And so then you take that one song, you try to pull together an oral organic thread to tie together the set. So that's what I tried to do. Did a little improvising here, but I think it'll all work. I hope it'll all work. If it doesn't, let me know. So with that, we're going to start off the next set with a track from Greg Brown and his landmark 1994 album, The Poet Game. This is a song called Brand New 64 Dodge.
Money comes out of Dad's billfold. Hankies come out of Mom's purse. The engine hardly makes a sound, even when you put it in reverse. It's got a push-button transmission, hardtop convertible four-door. It's November of 63, and the brand new Dodge is a 64, the brand new Dodge. Slow down Main Street, the asphalt and the gravel crunch. Church is finally over, and we're gonna have our Sunday lunch. And then I will play football with my buddies down in the park. Later I'll dream about my girlfriend as I lie alone in the dark, as I lie alone. Got short red hair and blue eyes, and her swimsuit's also blue. And her little brother is retarded, but Jesus loves him too. And Jesus loves our president, even though he is a Catholic. There's a lot for a boy to think about as he walks along the railroad tracks, as he walks along. My sister won't get car sick, 'cause we're only going half a mile, and the car still has that new car smell, and Dad looks like he might smile. And the world is big and full of autumn, and I'm hungry as can be. And we're in our brand new 64 Dodge, November of 63, November.
know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
to go inside, and it would rain there too, and it came pouring through the roof. Traveled underground, whiskey, water, and tears. I thought that we would drown. Jolene, 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 is it still raining everywhere you are? We didn't hide from it at all. No, we just let it fall. In the morning she was gone. Everything was dry. The city streets were crowded, and I felt like I would die.
So how'd that go for you? Was that held together? Was there a tie between all the songs? There was in my convoluted mind. We started off with my old friend Greg Brown, brand new 64 Dodge from the album The Poet Game. After that, we heard a song from Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me. See, there's a theme. talk about where we come from and the things that affected us when we were growing up, and then we move into some more countryish music and old-time music. After Miranda Lambert, we heard from another old friend of mine. We heard from Martin Simpson, a track called Pretty Crowing Chicken. Martin Simpson, a master of guitar, banjo, any stringed instrument, he's a remarkable musician. And after Martin Simpson, we heard a song from the Weepies, a song from their first album, a track called Jolene. We ended things up with a track from the Yeehaw Junction Bluegrass Band, Steam-Powered Aeroplane. I don't play much bluegrass, but wanted to fit that in. I like bluegrass every now and then. Well, let's just keep things moving along in this next set. Let's kick things off with a song from Stephen Malkmus called Jenny and the S-Dog.
Jennifer dates a man in a 60s cover band. He's the S-Dog, Sean, if you wish. She's 18, he's 31. She's a rich girl, he's the son of a Coca-Cola middleman. Kiss when they listen to brothers and moms. And if there's something wrong with this, they don't see the harm in joining their forces and singing along. See those rings on her toes? Check that frisbee in his Volvo. It's a Volvo with ancient plates. They've got a dog she named Trey, a retriever with a braid, a bandana around his neck. Trey has a window into their relationship. The baby talk voices and the post passing nasal trip, but it all seems to function, at least in the dog's mind.
So don't you give up now. Ooh, so easy to find. Just look to your soul,
look to your soul,
and open your mind.
Thank you.
Jenny and the S-Dog started us off, a song from Stephen Malkmus. And we followed that up with a track that is a request from Paul in Wisconsin. We heard Crystal Blue Persuasion from Tommy James and the Shondells. And after that, we ended the set with a track called When the Rainbow Comes from the group World Party. And that was recorded on their landmark album, Goodbye Jumbo, from 1990. I had the great fortune of seeing them on that tour. And it was a great, great show. And Carl Wallinger, who's the leader of World Party, suffered an aneurysm about a decade ago. And he had to relearn how to walk and how to talk. And from what I hear, he's working on the first new World Party album in a decade. So I'm looking forward to hearing that later this year. And that brings us to the end of Sweet 16 edition of Broadcasting from Home. I'm your host and best friend, Scrappy McGowan. And for our last song, we are going to play a track from one of the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2011. Of course, I'm talking about Tom Waits. Kind of shocking that he made it in. He is in the class with Neil Diamond and Darlene Love and Alice Cooper, and that's going to be a hell of an induction concert. I can't wait to see how that comes off. So we'll end up the show today. Send out the song to the audience out in Fort Cochin, India. This is Tom Waits, Shiver Me Timbers. I'll talk to you next week.
New front page sky.